Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the Easy News. The TIEX opened down 6 points this morning from yesterday's close at 11,156 on turnover of 1.7 billion NT. The market continued its upward momentum on Wednesday to hit a 16-month high on the back of gains posted by Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing. And market watchers say Wednesday's buying came largely from foreign institutional investors who held a large number of long position contracts in the futures market and sought to prop up the spot market to profit in futures. Kaohsiung Mayor Han Kuo-yu says he believes President Tsai Ing-wen should take a leave of absence for her re-election campaign. According to Han, such a move would allow the two main 2020 candidates to compete on equal footing. The comments come as Han begins his island-wide election campaign tour after announcing he was taking a leave of absence from his post until Election Day on January 11th. Han says if both candidates take leaves of absence, no government resources can be used for election campaigning purposes. However, Tsai's dismissing Han's call for her to take time out of the presidency, describing the suggestion as absurd. The Food and Drug Administration says the manufacturer of an orthopedic implant is under investigation for allegedly supplying hospitals with falsely certified products. According to Administration Director General Wu Shoumei, iSpect Biotech is suspected of falsifying the serial numbers on its products, using the good manufacturing practice serial numbers of other certified companies. iSpect Biotech makes a plate and screw implant for broken bones. And the FDA head says 80 hospitals, including the National Taiwan University Hospital and the Tri-Service General Hospital, procured the uncertified implants from between January and June this year. The uncertified implants were used on some 70,000 patients. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump sent an extraordinary letter to Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan last week, warning him not to be a tough guy and don't be a fool. The letter was sent 3 days after the two leaders spoke by phone, and the same day as Turkey began its incursion into northern Syria. Our U.S. correspondent Harry Horton reports.
In a remarkable letter, President Trump threatens to destroy the Turkish economy if President Erdogan doesn't work out a good deal. "You don't want to be responsible for slaughtering thousands of people," Mr. Trump wrote. 3 days before the letter is dated, the White House said U.S. forces would withdraw from northern Syria, opening the door for a Turkish offensive against America's Kurdish allies. The letter ends by saying history will look favorably upon Erdogan if you get this done the right and humane way, and warned, "Don't be a tough guy, don't be a fool." Harry Horton, Washington.
Authorities in Saudi Arabia say 35 pilgrims have been killed in a bus crash near the Muslim holy city of Mecca. Local reports say 4 others were injured in the crash. The crash happened yesterday evening with a chartered bus carrying Asian and Arab nationals. Police are investigating the incident. Authorities gave no immediate cause for the crash. And an earthquake hit the southern Philippines late Wednesday, killing a girl and injuring more than 24 people in collapsed houses. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 6.4 quake was centered about 8 kilometers from the town of Colombo. The earthquake had a depth of only 14 kilometers. Some areas lost power due to the quake, delaying assessment of possible damage. Schools in quake-hit areas have suspended classes today, so buildings can be inspected for damage. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.